IORA charter. A chair of IORA is not allowed to access the funding. You can only access the funding of IORA once you have given a chair to another country. And the next coming country that's going to chair after us is going to be UAE. And it is only then that we can, as tourism, access and apply for that funding. And by that time, we hope that our tourism group would be up and running and having identified bankable projects. But we are also confined, as I say, by the regulations of these organizations. The last input on my side is in terms of the incorporation of the SADC master plan into the department. We feel strongly that actually the NTSS as it currently stands has got some articles and areas that speak to what we seek to do as a region. For example, the whole issue of regional marketing and cross-border tourism is an issue that the SADC Master Plan promotes. And in South Africa now, with the winding up of RITOSA, we are embarking on an exercise currently where we are developing a framework that we will use to advance tourism in the SADC region. And we are using the institutions currently based in South Africa that have got a footprint in SADC so that that work is coordinated and we can then be in a position to ensure that the SADC master plan that talks about cooperation, regional integration is taken care of, but ensuring that the South African institutions that are already playing in that space, we actually take that work forward. So also the tourism program that is going to be finalized as DDG by the SADC Secretariat in collaboration with member states will also speak to this issue and also the regional objective of establishing RITOSA as well. I think those were the other areas that I thought I should add over and above DDG's responses. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Sebastian, over to you. Do you want to say something?
No, thank you. I think time is against us, and I'm sure you know to these questions to the President. It's not nice to come late there all the time when Nankova is answering questions. But, Chair, I think given the time and what has been presented in question and answer session, it shows that bilateral or multilateral structures is not just easy that you go there, but the influence in terms of what you want to see as outcome is also critical to some of these bodies. And like as you chair the IORA, but you must be able to make sure that you influence some of what the direction is so that even after we are chair, we can be able to benefit from this in a better way, not wrongly. So it is ongoing, but I think we'll continue with the work, but it's not an easy work. And given the 20 staff members, I think that is going to deal with more than how many agreements signed and follow up and all those things. It's not just an easy thing, because we are focusing only on tourism from our side. But after twinning agreements, there is different aspects in terms of what municipalities and provinces buy. So it's much more than this in many ways, not only because here we are confined to tourism. But the issue is much more than this, but it's all coordination and trying to work together with them to see what is working and where can we be able to take forward the issue. But also the IFSA and the BRICS. IFSA was there long before BRICS. And so the decision to continue to have the two is for a reason. With the clear cut that you must then do the same thing that is done there. So in fact, to me, it was quite a good decision by government to continue that way, so that you don't cut on some of the issues that can work better within the three countries as opposed to the five, because these are some of the issues that you agreed upon long ago. So the others, I'm sure, will follow and the return of story, etc. and all that, but for the time that we have today, I think it's right. Some is not easy to just answer them with a direct question or two lines that explain. Expand and say this is the situation, but of course we need to then come and account to you as a portfolio committee to see what are the benefits of belonging to this. But to me, a relationship takes time, but also negotiating these bilaterals and the memorandum of understanding of whatever, it takes time, because you have to deal with a lot of these issues, but at the end, it must be beneficial to all those who are trying to work together, because there are some things that we cannot do as a country. That's why we train each other. That's why we want investors to come to the country. That's why we want more tourists to come to the country. But in between, you've got all these competing things that you have to deal with. But you have to be focused in terms of what you want to see as an outcome. It's not an easy process, as he can explain what you go through and all that. Unlike 20 years ago, that people can agree on one thing, that between the two cities we agree on one, or sports or something, then it's not a whole lengthy protracted process that we've got to go through. Is different. But you may find that some of those aspects can impact on some of the national agenda. How do you deal with them in a nice way? Not creating problems. So thank you very much. I hope we have done our part. And thank you.
Thank you, DM, with the team from NTT. Mm-hmm. Honourable members, we are quite aware that we must be running back to the National Assembly to listen to the President answering questions. And with these few words, all that has been on the agenda, we shall defer it to our next meeting, and I declare the meeting. So thank you. Thank you.